Hey, grown-ups, if you live in the Midwest United States, you can bring your kids to see Story Pirates live on the Amazing Adventure Tour, proudly sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. You can find tickets at storypirates.com/live. Shows feature Eric from the Story Pirates podcast and Peter, hosting in Wisconsin and Illinois. The Amazing Adventure Tour is headed to these cities in May: Iowa City, Iowa; St. Paul, Minnesota; Akron, Ohio; Plainfield, Indiana; Milwaukee and Madison, Wisconsin, featuring Peter; Skokie and Joliet, Illinois, also featuring Peter. We really would love to see you there. That ticket link again is storypirates.com/live.
Now back to the show.
Hey, grown-ups, if you're a fan of comedy, there's a brand new podcast from our friend Justin Bartha that I wanted to tell you about. You may remember Justin from episode 7 this season. He's the treasure hunter at the Met and, as you heard, a seriously funny actor. Justin's show is called King of the Egg Cream, and in addition to Justin, it has just the most incredible cast. Again, this show's just for grown-ups and probably older kids. Grown-ups, you can take a listen yourself and see what you think. But if you're a fan of hilarious stuff and well-told stories, you will probably like King of the Egg Cream. Here's a taste.
This egg cream is delicious. I wish the chocolate syrup inside wasn't so expensive. If you'd like to save some shekels and have some fun at the same time, make sure you tune in to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, back to the show.
Oh, come on! Just start, come on!
Hey, Nimini, what's wrong?
I'm trying to finish the Lightspeed engine, but it's not working. I think I'm missing a part. I can't believe that when I secretly outfitted a flying Viking ship to be a spaceship, I forgot a part. That is so unlike me.
Can't you find the part somewhere or have it delivered?
Oh, yeah, but that'll take forever. Ugh, I guess that's our only option. I'll call up Achoos. Yes, hello? This is Nimini. I'm missing a part in my Lightspeed engine. Uploading scans now. Did you get them? Great. It'll be here right away? Amazing!
They had it!
Yes! Oh, and it's already here.
Hi, I have the part for your Lightspeed engine.
Yes, that is the exact part I needed.
I just need you to sign some paperwork.
Of course. Come in.
Yeah, you can just sign right here.
Okay. Hold on, let me get the phone. Hello? Yes? The part is back ordered? Won't be available for 6 to 8 weeks? Bye! No, you hang up first! Hello?
Who is that?
That was Achoos. They don't have the part after all. I have to wait 6 to 8 weeks.
Oh, but wait.
Who are you?
My name is Chip.
Chip?
What, were you expecting Commander Evil or something? Suspicious delivery guys have normal names, too.
I love Story Pirates.
I like my story.
Don't write for other people, just write for yourself.
Just go for the imagination.
This is weird.
That's a good line.
Get out of here. We're trying to finish a story.
The Story Pirates.
Welcome back to the Story Pirates podcast, everyone.
Where we take stories written by kids
and turn them into sketch comedy and songs.
Chip, I think you've got a lot of explaining to do. How did you know that...
What was that?
Oh, no.
Hey, did you guys feel that?
Megan, Rachel, Peter, Rolo, Siegfried, Lufa, did you all feel that rumbling too?
Yeah! Whoa!
I gotta get out of here.
Why is our ship groaning and lurching like it just ate something bad? Did our ship eat something bad?
Listen, I can't stay here. I can't.
Ow, you fell on my mustache!
You fell on my beard!
Sorry, Lufa.
Is everyone okay? We all fell to the floor because the ship suddenly accelerated very quickly.
No,
Nimini, what's happening? Why is the ship moving so fast?
The ship is blasting into light speed!
Ah! What does that mean?
It means we're flying at the speed of light!
Ah! Wait! And that's a bad thing?
In this case, yes. I'll go shut down the light speed engines. Rollo and Siegfried, make sure Chip doesn't escape. Everyone else, now would be a good time to do a story.
Great idea!
Listeners, this next song is about a puzzle competition. And our adaptation of it is in the form of a hip-hop song that features some of our friends from the group Freestyle Love Supreme. Here's the author to introduce it.
Hi, my name is Talia.
Hi, my name is Levi.
I'm 8 years old.
I'm 5 years old.
This is our story, the puzzle competition.
And here you have it, folks. The best and the brightest puzzle solvers the globe has to offer will all be on display today in the first annual puzzle competition in the whole world. You heard me right. The first puzzle competition in the world, with the winner taking home a mansion with servants, and the servants are robot dogs. The contestants competing today are Ella Wind, Bob Boustin, Mary Bloom, and Larry Stern. Let's let them introduce themselves. But, as we all know, puzzle solving is a solitary activity, so forgive them if they're a little quiet.
Ella Wind, and I'm here in my element, full up on adrenaline, coursing with intelligence, puzzle talent big like an elephant, elegant, making other puzzle doers sadly go irrelevant.
Big Bob Boustin, busting all competitors, besting all the rest in puzzles, something I am vetted for. You put up puzzle points, best believe I got the better score, so call me king of puzzles here and now and then forevermore.
To drop the kaboom, sweep more games than the Parker Brothers boom, bring more revenge to man than Montezuma.
I'm Larry Stern, I'm from Wisconsin, and gee, golly gosh, I sure hope that I win. I'd love to be more daring, be less on the fence, but I'm actually kinda scared, cause these folks are intense.
But we love doing puzzles, yo. And we love doing puzzles, yo. Is it time to start that puzzle flow? You know. Ready, set, puzzle, go.
Jumping out the box and already feeling pretty rock. Shocked at the sheer amount of stuff I gotta plot. This ain't some little puzzle for your nephews and your nieces. Call me James Fry. Got a million little pieces.
And I'm working the size like I work at McDonald's. Cooking the fries. Puzzle game on lock. Puzzle skills on sick. Taking down jigsaws like I'm in a horror flick.
I got a puzzle piece strapped to my waist. They got a puzzle piece stuck to their face. So fast on these puzzles ain't even a race. I will leave them disgraced, defaced, and erased.
Lay out my corner pieces like a 1, 2, 3. Uh-oh, where did 4 go? Where could it be lately? Seems to me that this whole thing is crooked. I don't think I lost a piece. Somebody took it.
But we love doing puzzles, yo. And we love doing puzzles, yo. Did somebody cheat that puzzle flow? You know. Ready, set, puzzle, go.
You're nuisances. You're useless to boosting. I'm juicing these losers with ghoulish abuses. To win at the puzzles, you got to be ruthless. My teeth are bare. These dudes is toothless. Now it's time for Ella, Ella, Ella. Eh, eh. I gave her salmonella.
I was doing so well and now thanks to this fella I am hugging a toilet on my patellas.
Now it's down to him and me, the battle of the century.
I'll win this thing by any means, surrounded by my enemies.
Why aren't there any penalties? He's so far up ahead of me.
My victory is meant to be. Wait, I gotta have to sneeze. I chew. That really just gave me a scare. I chew. My pieces going everywhere. I chew. I got a cold. Now what will I do? I chew.
I just took the lead from you. Ooh.
And we love doing puzzles, yo. And we love doing puzzles, yo. Who's gonna win this puzzle flow? You know. Ready, set, puzzle, go!
So here's the sitch, I'm about to finish. I'm about to get rich, it's about to get lit. When it just goes wrong, a hitch, a big glitch. I got a big itch, I need to scratch it. And so I do so.
He's open to impunity, his small slip up becomes my opportunity. I'm down to 8 pieces, he's got 11.
Then I place 4 more and now I got 7.
And now I got 6.
But now I got 5.
But I put 1 down.
The crowd comes alive.
And now I got 3.
Then 2.
And then 1.
But suddenly now
the race is all done.
And Whoa, I just won, and whoa, that was fun. And now I got those dog servants in my mansion. You can't shun your boy, I'll be telling grandsons. I once had the feeling of being the champion. Cause I love doing puzzles, yo. And I love doing puzzles, yo. Is it time to end this puzzle flow? You know. Ready, set, puzzle, stop.
And now Lee speaks with the author.
Hi.
Hi, everybody. How are you?
Good.
I'm so excited to talk to you today. Is that Talia and Levi?
Yeah.
So who's Talia?
Me.
And how old are you, Talia?
I'm 8.
And Levi?
Yeah.
How old are you?
I'm 5.
So are you brother and sister?
Yeah.
And you wrote this story together?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
So did you both come up with different ideas and you sort of shared them with each other?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Talia, do you remember any ideas that Levi had for the story?
Well, I think he came up with the character Bob Boostin.
And we both decided on Larry Stern.
Now, why did you both decide on Larry Stern?
Because that's our dad, so that's what some people call our dad.
Some people call your dad Larry Stern.
Yeah, but we call him Daddy.
I bet he appreciates that.
Yeah.
It would be weird if you were like, hey, Larry Stern.
Sometimes. Talia was, she was doing Larry Stern, but then she started doing Daddy, and then I did a little bit of Larry Stern these past couple days.
And what does your dad think when you call him Larry Stern?
He doesn't really like it, but I stopped.
And now he's like, just call me Daddy.
Yeah.
So your story is about a puzzle competition.
Yes.
And how did you get that idea?
Levi and Daddy love puzzles.
Sometimes when I'm doing a puzzle, I'll like hide one of the puzzle pieces in my pocket.
Don't even try.
I would never do that to you, Levi.
Okay, good.
So here's a line I really love in your story. It says, Larry always remembered the feeling of being a champion.
That's a good line.
It is a good line. And there is a special feeling when you put that last puzzle piece in, right?
Yeah.
What does that feel like?
It kind of feels like you were following a map to a treasure and you finally found it.
Huh. That is so cool. It was super fun to talk to both of you.
It was fun to talk to you, too.
Okay, thank you, too.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Wow, that's really awesome. That's really wonderful. I love that. Bad news, everyone. The Lightspeed engines are, stuck.
What do you mean, stuck?
I mean, I can't shut them off. There's something wrong with that new part that Chip delivered, so now they won't turn off. Lufa, I know that if we don't turn the engines off soon, we'll go too far and pass your home planet. I'm working on it, okay?
You can't stop it.
Chip, what do you mean? What are you doing here? And what do you mean we can't stop it?
My name isn't Chip. It's Charles. Chip is a nickname.
Ooh, Charles? That's way more intimidating than Chip. Why don't you use that?
You know, I tried it out a couple of times, didn't really strike fear into the hearts of anyone the way I hoped it would.
And how does that help us with the engine?
Well, it doesn't. I just feel like people should know. Anyway, Nimini, I'm guessing you must not remember me.
Wait a minute. Chip? Charles? Charles Chip Chugley? The Charles Chip Chugley?
Nimini, you know this guy?
I've only heard about you in stories, but I didn't think you were real. You were the greatest Achoos agent of all time.
12 merit stripes, 982 successful field missions, saved the whole galaxy twice.
Whoa!
Yeah, that was me until Achoos fired me.
Gasp.
I gave my whole life to that agency, and how do they thank me? With a wristwatch and 6 months' pay?
That's actually a pretty generous severance package.
That's not the point. They chewed me up and spit me out like I was nothing to them. So I vowed revenge. Before I left the agency, I stole case files on every active agent Achoos has, and I've made it my mission to ruin each and every case they're working on. I'm putting a stop to Achoos. One mission at a time if it's the last thing I do.
So you tracked me and Lufa all the way to this ship and delivered us a faulty engine part so that our light speed engine would stay on forever, making us fly way past Lufa's planet?
Pretty clever, right?
Honestly, yeah. But why are you still on the ship with us?
I was supposed to make my escape from the ship before it shifted into light speed, but my shoe got stuck to the floor. I think I'm standing in gum.
Ooh, gum.
Peter, no, don't.
Nope, you're right.
Is that why you've been standing in the same spot this whole time?
Yes.
Ew!
All right, well, since you're here with us now, we're gonna need you to shut down those engines.
As I was saying, you can't stop it. Your ship is now rigged so that if it drops below light speed, the whole thing will explode.
Gasp!
This is exactly like that old action movie. Speed 2!
Wait, don't you mean just Speed?
No, Speed 2 was on a boat. Speed was on a bus, so similar, but not, you know?
Chip, please! If we keep traveling at light speed, we're going to fly way past Lufa's home planet!
There's nothing I can do. If this is the end for me, so be it! This was the last Achoo's mission on my list. All the other Achoo's missions have already been sabotaged by me. My mission is complete. This is the end of Achoo's and the end of the Story Pirates! Ha ha ha!
We'll be right back.
Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is sponsored by DoorDash, where you can get $0 delivery fees on eligible orders with Dash Pass, and new members get a 30-day free trial. Hey, Peter!
Hey, Lee!
What you doing?
Just waiting for a delivery.
Oh, that's cool. What are you getting?
It's here! Thank you! Delicious sushi!
Aren't you gonna eat it now?
Oh, no. I'm waiting for a delivery.
I thought that was your delivery.
Another delivery. It's here! Thank you.
What's that delivery?
Groceries.
Want help putting them away?
Thanks, but not yet. I'm waiting for a delivery.
Another delivery?
It's here! Thank you.
Peter, why are you getting...
It's here! Thank you.
This seems like a lot
It's here! Thank you.
Peter, why do you keep getting so many deliveries?
It's too easy! I can't stop!
Well, what's that delivery you just got?
Oh, more sushi?
Wow, I guess getting that many deliveries makes you hungry.
You have no idea.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply. Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. Carnegie Hall Kids is a free website for children ages 5 through 12 to learn about music through fun games and quizzes, igniting imagination in children, offering activities that encourage musical curiosity, and developing knowledge of musical concepts. To find all of the fun, child-friendly games and quizzes, just go to, I can't remember. Hey, Peter!
Hey, Lee!
Peter, do you know how to get to Carnegie Hall Kids?
I sure do. Practice, practice, practice.
No. That's the old joke about Carnegie Hall. I'm wondering if you know how to get to Carnegie Hall Kids.
Kids can practice too, Lee. Jeez.
I know kids can practice. I'm just wondering how to find Carnegie Hall Kids.
It's on 7th Ave between 56th and 57th Street.
No, Peter, not the physical Carnegie Hall. I'm talking about the website Carnegie Hall Kids, where kids can check out fun musical games and quizzes.
I'm not sure I follow.
Well, there's one quiz called Animal or Instrument.
Ooh, good question. I think you either sound like a crow or a trumpet.
No, not me. Animal or Instrument is a quiz that asks kids to listen to sounds and then guess how they're made.
Sounds okay. I'd rather learn about different musical traditions from different cultures, though.
You can do that at Carnegie Hall Kids, too. I just need to know how to get there.
You're going to want to take the NQ or R train to 57th Street. You can't miss it.
It's a website!
I can make an elephant sound!
Very good, Peter.
Thank you.
Start your child's musical journey today at kids.carnegiehall.org.
Hey, you figured it out!
That's kids.carnegiehall.org.
My mission is complete. This is the end of Achoo's and the end of the Story Pirates. Ha ha ha!
Mission. Mission. That's it! The mission! Chip, hear me out.
Whoa, the way you just pulled up that chair and sat in it backwards was very compelling. I'm listening.
You gave yourself a mission, and you completed it. Even if that mission was to completely destroy Achuza, I get it. I'm an agent, too, and I understand how committed an agent can be to their mission. But the Story Pirates have a mission, too.
Yeah, we want to find stories written by kids and turn them into sketch comedy and songs.
Yeah, you guys said that earlier. We get it.
Our mission is also to find strange new stories,
to discover new ideas and unique voices.
To boldly go wherever we accidentally find ourselves.
Yes, I knew that part too. You have it printed on that big banner over there. But, point taken.
And not only do the Story Pirates have a mission, but Lufa has a mission too.
Wow, so you have to make it back to your home planet and tell the human story, or else records of Earth's existence will cease to exist in the intergalactic database of knowledge. That's, you know, pretty noble.
It is, Chip. And it's not too late for your mission to be noble as well. Your mission doesn't have to be all about revenge, and you still have time to help us. Help us deactivate the lightspeed engines.
All right, I'll do it. But first, you'll need to unstick my shoe from the floor.
No problem.
Ow.
Sorry, I had to.
Thanks, that was horrible to watch, but I sure am glad to have my foot mobility back.
Ahem.
Right, so I wasn't lying. There really is no way to slow down the engines, but once the ship runs out of fuel, the explosives are deactivated. So while I can't stop the ship right now, at the very least, you won't explode.
Hooray!
Thank you, Chip. You did the right thing. Hey, this might sound wacky, but Chip, would you maybe want to stay aboard with us?
Yes, you can become an honorary story pirate like me.
And me. We could always use some help on the ship.
We'll teach you how to sing songs.
You know, Chip, you've spent so much of your life out there fighting for a choose. Maybe this would be a nice change of pace.
I can show you my rock collection. Just give me a second. I need to collect some rocks.
You've already made the right decision, Chip. Maybe you could make one more?
So, Chip, what do you say?
Oh, no way. By the time this ship runs out of fuel, you'll be way out on the edge of space. Nobody's ever been that far before. We have no idea what's even out there. Good luck. Bye!
Chip, no!
Nimini, it's okay. Let him go.
I'm not crying because he jumped off the ship. I'm crying because now the ship weighs less, so we're flying further, faster.
No!
Oh, no. That's Lufa's home planet.
Hi, home planet.
There it goes.
Bye, home planet.
Oh, no. We've officially flown past Lufa's home planet.
Gasp. Maybe we could all just jump out of the ship like Chip did.
No. A good crew always stays loyal to their ship, even to the end. Plus, you know, all of our stuff's on board.
Oh,
that makes sense.
True. Mm-hmm.
Whoa! What was that?
I think the lightspeed engines are finally running out of fuel.
Whoa! Everything stopped.
It's so quiet.
Look out the window.
I don't see anything.
Exactly. No stars, no planets. Where are we?
Oh, no. We're at the very edge of space. Nobody's ever been this far before. At least, nobody has ever come back to tell us about it.
All of our navigation tools aren't working. Does anybody see any landmarks out there we can use to navigate?
Ooh, I think I see something.
Wait, no, that's just something smudged on the window. Ooh, it's peanut butter.
Pirates, I hate to admit it, but we are absolutely, totally, 100% lost in space.
Great question, Lufa. We're going to do what story pirates always do. We're going to do another story. Listeners, this next story is in the style of a grand epic fantasy, and it takes place in a modern-day living room. Here's the author to introduce it.
Hi, my name is Jackson. I'm 12 years old and I live in Utah. This is my story. It's called Family Room Wars.
Good morning!
Morning!
So nice having such a full house for the reunion.
All the cousins get to see each other.
They're growing up so fast.
Where are the kids anyway?
Oh, you know, it's Saturday morning, so they're all watching cartoons. That's right. I just hope they're all getting along. When it comes to TV, my kids can get a little...
territorial?
Yes, that's exactly the word.
I bet they're getting along great.
You're probably right. I'm sure there's nothing to worry about.
Cousin Bill, I bring news.
Silence, Cousin Jim. Can you not see we have yet to reach a commercial break?
Yes, but...
And is it not said that whoever holds the remote is king of the family room?
It is so, my liege. However, I bring word from the other siblings and cousins. They have invoked a meeting of the family room clans.
But there hasn't been an official meeting of the clans since the great Labor Day cookout of 2012. It can only mean one thing. They mean to usurp me.
My lord, fear not. The largest of them is not yet in fifth grade. They have not the strength to remove you from the throne of blankets.
Ah, of course you are right. Let them come. Assemble the clans.
My liege, I present the Couch Potato Clan.
Yeah!
And their leader, Cousin Larry Cottonwood.
Ah, Larry, how goes lacrosse? My mother tells me you made the traveling team this year.
Spare me your small talk, Cousin Bill. Or should I say, Bill the unjust movie picker.
I will tolerate your insolence only because our mothers are sisters and because you sent me those cool snap bracelets for my bar mitzvah. But watch your tongue, or I will change the channel to a documentary.
You wouldn't dare.
Try me. I'm in middle school now and am developing a taste for non-fiction.
Gentlemen, please. Next. I present the Slacker Clan.
Yeah.
And their supreme leader, Cousin Meh.
Meh.
Hey.
Hello, Cousin. I see you got your braces off. That's gotta be exciting.
It's okay.
Why do you slackers even show up? You never seem to care what movie we watch.
Honestly, whatever.
And from the Gamer Clan, Cousin Beep Beep Boop.
Yeah!
Beep Beep Boop in the house. What's up, guys?
Ah, yes, Cousin Beep. I think we all know what you'd do if you had the remote. Play video games and not give anyone else a turn.
Come on, we could do multiplayer.
And from the Movers Clan, I present your little sister, Zigzag.
Hey, big brother!
Sis, can't you and your clan just sit still while we're watching the movie? You're constantly moving and it's crazy distracting.
Mom says I'm a tactile learner. I gotta move.
Oh, whatever.
And finally, I present the leader of the Sleeper Clan, Droopy, the passer-outer.
Huh? What? Was I asleep? What did I miss in the movie? Who's that guy? How did I get off the island? Did I miss lunch?
Go back to sleep, Uncle Drew. Now that we are all met, I have but one question. Who called this gathering?
'Twas I, Larry Cottonwood, dear cousin. For this is a rebellion. We mean to take back that remote in the greatest form of family room combat. A pillow fight.
My liege. Be wary of your glasses.
Very well. If it must be war, then let's get on with it. Breakfast is soon, and I hear Mom's making waffles. Jim, bring me my secret weapon.
You can't mean...
That's right. Dad's memory foam pillow.
It never forgets.
Just remember, Cousin Larry, because of you, we are all missing the movie.
Couch potatoes, hear my battle cry. Scream!
Oh! Support your king!
Out of my way, Jim!
I will not move!
Then you'll face the wrath of my pillow! Hey-ya!
Oh, the kingdom!
Face it, you'll never defeat me! The remote is mine!
What remote?
What remote? The remote for the TV!
Which one?
The remote in my hand! Right here!
George, now!
Nick Pillow Boomerang! Ha!
The remote?
He dropped the remote!
What is going on in here?
It is the mighty mom, stopper of wars.
Okay, everyone out. Breakfast is ready. No more screen time. Now come on, I made waffles.
Uncle Drew.
What? What happened?
I thought you were watching them.
Watching who? What? Oh, look, the movie.
What about it?
It's
the end!
Thanks for listening to today's episode, and a huge thanks to today's authors, Talia, Levi, and Jackson. Before we go, here's today's story spark. Kids, write us a story that is inspired by the phrase, "The end is in the beginning." First, come up with a brand new character from your imagination and send them on a journey where the end of the story is somehow also present in the beginning of the story. What does that mean? I'm not really sure. It's up to you. Grown-ups, as always, you can submit stories at storypirates.com. See you next time. Bye-bye! The Story Pirates Podcast is a production of Gimlet Media. Executive producers Lee Overtree and Benjamin Salka. This episode was produced by Lee Overtree, Sam Baer, Peter McNerney, M.R. Daniel, Andrew Miller, Jonathan Roberts, Chad Chennai, and Benjamin Salka. Recording by Sam Baer at the Relic Room in New York City. Our theme song was written by Bobby Lord and produced by Brendan O'Grady. Our staff writer is Mike Cavallon. Contributing writers are Peter McNerney, Megan O'Neill, and Lee Overtree. Special guests, Billy Eichner, Utkarsh Ambudkar, Anissa Folds, Chris Sullivan, and Andrew Bancroft. This episode features performances by Dewey Cadell, Hannah Corrigan, Quentin Johnson, Lindsay Inahosa, Peter McNerney, Jack Mitchell, Monique Moses, Megan O'Neill, Lee Overtree, Dominic Russo, Peter Russo, Billy Soko, Becca Traben, Jamie Watson, Rachel Winitsky, and Nimini Ware. The puzzle competition was written by Dan Foster, produced by Brendan O'Grady, with vocal direction by Jack Mitchell. Additional recording at Westlake Studios in Los Angeles, California. Special thanks to Tommy Kale. Hey, Lufa. So, I know you're probably feeling a little bit sad that we, you know, passed your planet by at light speed and are now totally lost in space. So I thought I'd help by writing you a song. Yeah, I did. It's a song about how we all love you and everything's going to be okay. And eventually we'll get you back to your home planet. Oh, the title? It's called "We All Love You and Everything's Going to Be Okay and Eventually We'll Get You Back to Your Home Planet." Thank you, I know. It is a great title. Okay, here goes. Squirmalot, turn it up in my headphones. Okay, here we go. Lufa, you're like a sponge from the shower. Lufa, you got a lot of power. Lufa, you're a delicate flower. We're gonna get you home again. It's gonna take a while. Okay, I know that last line needs some work. It doesn't rhyme with shower. I couldn't think of anything else that does. Oh, you're right. That does rhyme with shower. Okay, let's try it again. Maybe you can help me. All right, here we go. Lufa, you're like a sponge from the shower. Lufa, you've got a lot of power. Lufa, you're a delicate flower. Wow, that was so good! I had no idea you were such a great rapper. You know, we may be lost, but I'm glad we're lost with you, Lufa.